of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Anyone collecting these?
Believing in Jesus. And yet, what did we hear this morning? Faith without works is dead. James, not the second, not the first, but just James said that. Faith by itself is not enough. If faith on its own is dead, then it can't possibly get you to heaven, because heaven is full of live people, not dead ones. So what's going on? The people James were writing his letter to, which was probably in Alexandria in Egypt, they had obviously read St. Paul's letters. Perhaps they had even heard him preach, some of them. But they'd got hold of the wrong idea. They had heard Paul say, in his letter to the Romans, for instance, "Was Abraham justified by works? No. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness." Or when Paul fired off a rocket at the Christians in Galatia, "Oh, foolish Galatians," he writes, "did you receive the Spirit by the works of law or by hearing with faith?" The trouble is, some people take verses from the Bible in a very narrow, literal way. They don't see the bigger picture and end up with something that's the complete opposite of the gospel. So what might faith without without works look like? Well, it could be someone who says, "I have faith. I believe Jesus died to save me. So I'm all right. I've got my reserved place in heaven." Or perhaps, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm all right, and I will let everyone else take care of themselves." James is saying this sort of thing is a faith that is a sham, that is false. It is all show, just like the people wearing their Armani suits and Cartier jewellery that he talks about in verses 2 and 3 of today's reading. And everyone rushes round and shows them special attention. there are people, there certainly were in the church that James was writing to, who are like that, who have this faith that is all show and on the surface. And there are people like that today who call themselves Christians. But it's all about me. Me and my faith. Me and my Saviour all the day long. It's not a good advertisement for the gospel. James sees faith as commitment to living by Christian standards. A faith which is energetic and wants to play a part in righting the wrongs of society. It's a faith which is in keeping with St. Paul's words in Corinthians. Three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Not faith, but love. Because love is first and foremost about others, not about me. So what might be some examples of faith with works? Yesterday was the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In her words to the angel, "I am the servant of the Lord. Be it to me as you say." Faith and works are inseparable. And her response is literally life-giving. She brings new life to birth in bringing life into the world. This is the very opposite of a dead, sham faith. Or the woman in today's gospel reading. Her faith leads her, a foreigner, to come to Jesus. Her work also brings life, not only to her and her daughter, but to the world. For here we see that salvation is not just for an in-group, the people who wear the right clothes or something like that, but it is also for other people, people who are not necessarily like us at all. And we can think of so many others, saints, all of them, whose faith has motivated them to works of charity, being Christ's hands and feet. Good works done, not out of cold duty or for reward, but with the Spirit's gifts of love, gentleness, patience, and joy. Our faith then is to be life-giving, for us of course, and perhaps more importantly for others too, for the world of which we are part. And let me end with some words from a prayer which we sometimes say after communion, a prayer which asks God's help so that we can go out and live the faith which brought us here in the first place. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. May we who drink his cup bring life to others. May we whom the Spirit lights bring life to the world. Amen.